Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We are going to have some wonderful songs of inspiration and also a message from the Word of God. But before we get into the singing each week, I ask you to pick up that telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. And if you see me in town somewhere, would you please stop and introduce yourself and let me know that you're viewing as well. That encourages me to keep this going. Now we get right into the singing now. A wonderful song sung by the Davison family. The title of their song is, He Won't Start With You.
Walking Isaac up that lonely hill, or ask the widow and her son about the time her empty barrel was filled. Go and ask Peter in the jail the night the church of God pray through, they'd all say he's never failed one yet, and he won't start with you. So through the valley, deep or wide, or on the mountain peak so high, when you're when you're sad, he'll be the best friend you've ever had. So if you feel you can't go on, he'll be there to see you through.
He's never failed one.
I trust that you have enjoyed the Davidson song. We are going to have another song in just a minute. But right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you do not have church membership, to come and visit with us at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we're located, so let me give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you will pass the old courthouse, drive to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only to LaGrange Street. You'll drive down LaGrange Street, past the Newnan High School, drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road, 762 Smoky Road. Our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school. At 11, we have the morning worship, 6 p.m. the evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:30, we have the children's ministries, 7 o'clock, the teen ministries, and the adult Bible study and prayer service. Come out and visit with us. We would be so thrilled, so honored to have you do that. Now we're getting right back into the singing. A wonderful song by our youth pastor, William Davison, and he is singing this wonderful song, Worthy is the Risen Lamb.
In Bethlehem held Mary's little lamb, and the cross on Golgotha held the nails that pierced his hand. Then Satan said, I've won. I told him. The tomb said, I'll hold him. And death said, he's mine forevermore. For 3 days and nights, hell had a jubilee. But just as dawn was breaking, Satan thought he'd check and see. But the tomb said, I can't find him. And death said, I could not find him. And he got up, and when he left, he took my keys.
Now, just before the message, one more song by the Davidson family. They're singing Royal Descendant.
I can tell you I'm nothing, and I would be telling the truth. I can say I am worthless, a hopeless sinner, that's true. Oh, but that is just part of the story. I haven't told everything. I was lost, reborn and made a child of the King, and I'm a royal descendant of a king from Jerusalem. I'm part of the bloodline of David, that's who I am. And I claim kindred to Isaac, Jacob, and stand and say such a thing, to say I am royal and to claim that my father, he's a king. I'll have to take you to the altar where it happened many years ago. In his blood, and that's all I know. And I'm a royal descendant of a king from Jerusalem. I'm part of the bloodline of David, that's who Jacob and Abraham. I'm a royal descendant of a king from Jerusalem.
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible and would like to read along with me, I suggest you take a pencil and a piece of paper. Jot these references down. That way, you can study them in detail at a later time. I want to talk to you today about this subject. Heaven will surely be worth it all. If you go with me to the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, we see what Paul has to say about this. He warns us or challenges us as a believer. Says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. There are many reasons that cause us to become weary in this walk as a Christian. But hey, listen, we have the strength. We have the encouragement through the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, and through His Word. And He said He would never leave us, and He would never forsake us. Oh, but remember this one thing, my dear friend. It may be sort of rough along the road, but the harvest is at the end of the road. Let's look at why heaven is going to be worth all. It's going to be worth all the sorrow that we endure down here. Oh, you have sorrows in your life. I have sorrows in my life. Disappointments are going to come, my dear friend. But we go to the book of Psalms, and the psalmist encourages us in chapter 42, verse 5 and 6 with these wonderful, wonderful encouraging words. The question is asked, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, listen, O my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore will I remember thee in the land of Jordan and in the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. You see, here we see the psalmist is writing these words down because he remembers the things that have been done in the past. Think about what good things God has done for you. First of all, he saved you, made you part of the family. And my dear friend, you have to agree with me. God is good. God is good. He's good all the time. He's good in season and out of season. He's an on-time God, and he knows where we are at today. But you see, he's still God in the sorrows of disappointments. When visiting the tomb of Jesus, those women that day were very disappointed. They got there and the tomb was empty. They didn't understand. Jesus' body had been stolen away, they thought. They just did not realize or grasp the truth of what had really happened. He was alive. Life brings many disappointments today. I agree with you, and you agree with me. There are disappointments as we pass through this life. Severe, grave disappointments. But listen, as many of you are viewing this broadcast, you're experiencing some disappointments right now. But let me encourage you, listen to me very carefully. Let me encourage you, just keep your eyes on Jesus. And what about death? Sorrow and death. We recently buried son of one of our prominent church members here at Westside Baptist Church. It was a sad occasion. Funerals are sad occasions. Death invades the family. Death is inevitable. But as we go to the book, listen to what Paul has to say about that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 through 57, let me read it to you. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But listen to what it says also. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, listen. He is our victorious one. Things that we cannot accomplish in this life. He strengthens us. He enables us to overcome these difficult periods in our life, the obstacles that face us each day. He gives us the strength, the knowledge to overcome these things. He says, I'm with you always. Just remember, Christian, right now, Jesus is with you. You might be going through a trying time right now. Well, just look up. Just put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ. He's an on-time God, and he knows what you're facing right now. Or you might have just come out of a crisis. You might be headed to a crisis you're not even aware of. They're going to come. Life's full of sorrows. Life's full of sadnesses. Many tears are going to be shed because of our circumstances in life. But you see, for every tear that we are shed, the Lord knows about them. The Lord cares about them. And the Lord says, I'm with you. I'm with you, Christian. And remember that. Remember that when you're down and when you're out and you don't know which way to turn. Remember, he said, I'm with you always. That's his word. He's faithful. He's truth. And he is life today. Oh, it's a good day to be a Christian. And it's going to be worth all of the suffering that we go through. Physical suffering. Some of you probably have just come through or going through physical difficulties. We have experienced it in my own personal family. devastating physical difficulties. But you see, my God is an on-time God, and He's bringing us through these difficult hours that we're just going through right now. We've put our faith and we've put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's bringing us through it. Hey, listen. He's the good physician. He's the great physician. He's the healer. Oh, the medical doctors do their part, but all healing rests in the hands of God. The physical suffering that we're suffering today, some of you may be crippled, some probably bedridden, some going through other situations. Right now, just remember this one thing. Place your trust in Jesus, because He says, I know where you're at. I know what you're going through, and I will bring you through it. What about mental suffering? Oh, listen. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6, listen to the words of the apostle. Wherein we think it strange that ye run not with them that to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Oh, men will say hard things about you. Those saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me. Oh, they do hurt. When you hear someone criticize you, someone tell something that's untrue about you, these things hurt. But remember, my God is able to get us through all these circumstances. And listen, pray for those who spitefully use you, those who offend you. Pray for them and ask God to work on their heart. Maybe they don't even know this God that we're serving today. Pray for their salvation. Oh, listen, it's a good day for we Christians to shine, even in our moments of despair. What about spiritual suffering? The Apostle Peter goes on in verse 16 to say in chapter 4, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, we're seeing suffering around the world. Christians are being persecuted. Christians are being beheaded. Christians are being burned alive. Christians are being mistreated everywhere you turn in the Far East. But my dear friend, we can be persecuted here. People can say hard things about us, reject us, and laugh and say, you little Christ-like ones. Yes, praise God. I want to be Christ-like. What about you? Oh, listen, let him not be ashamed. That's the words of the apostle. Don't be ashamed to stand up and say, I'm a Christian. Be proud and wear the badge with honor. We are Christians. But let him glorify God on this behalf, you see. They may despise you for your stand. They may rebuke you for your position with Jesus Christ. But in the end, dear friend, when the dust is settled, when we stand in the presence of Almighty God and we hear these precious words, enter in. You've been faithful over a few things. Enter in. And then Romans 8:18 says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Heaven. Heaven, if you please. Oh, listen, it'd be worth all the separation today. We go to the book of 1 John, his epistle in chapter 3, verse 2, and listen to these words as I read them. Beloved, little Christ-like ones, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Oh, listen, we're separated from our loved ones today. We're separated, but temporarily, for those who are Christians. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, we read, and we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body. Listen, to be absent from the body. And to be present with the Lord. We are going to leave this body. This body will go back to the dust of the earth. But our soul is eternal. And our soul will spend eternity somewhere. My soul, because I have received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior when I was 19 years of age, I am destined. My name's written down in heaven. And I'm destined to live in His presence, not because of what I've done, but because of what He did at Calvary. Oh, listen, be sure that you know who Jesus is. Oh, listen. Then we go to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, and we found these wonderful words. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Oh, listen, we're coming up out of the grave. The song says, ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Verse 17 says, then we shall all are alive and remain, shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, as we're going to meet Him in the clouds, and we're going to be caught up into the air with the Lord. It says, and we shall ever be with Him, my dear friend. We're going to be caught up together. Oh, listen, isn't that going to be a wonderful thing? Because of all this, it's worth all the sacrifices of the Christian. Sacrifice of our time. Sacrifice of our tears. Sacrifice of our toil. Sacrifice of our testimony. Yes, all these sacrifices, heaven will surely be worth it all. Then finally, let me ask you this. Does the world see Jesus in you? Does the world see Jesus or hear Jesus in your talk? Does the world see Jesus in your walk? Does the world see Jesus in your attitude? Ask yourself this question today. If all the people were just like me, what kind of world would this world be? We need to bravely run the race with patience, because, my dear friend, Jesus is coming soon. It could be today. I'm not saying it will be. I certainly will not say that it won't be. It may be tomorrow. It may be next week, next year. I don't know. But according to the Word of God and the signs that the Bible gives us of the times we're living in, it's soon going to happen. I trust you're ready. I trust you know this Jesus. If not, this is your golden opportunity to ask Him to come into your heart and bring you into His family. Oh, listen. He'll save you. All you have to do is call in His name and ask Him to come into your heart. You will not be disappointed. Until this same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye, God bless you, and go with God.